Good morning. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Susan, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2026, and we are reading from the Big Book. We're continuing on in the chapter We Agnostics, page 50, the fourth paragraph, and today we are reading four sentences, starting with, "Here are thousands of men and women," ending with, "Wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements." Today's readers are Tony B., who will read the text, Vanessa G., A Vision for You, and if something technical happens, we'll figure it out for backup. It might be me. Chanel T. is our newcomer greeter, and Leslie M. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Wednesday, July 8th, 10 a.m. Eastern, is 23,617, and for Thursday, July 9th, 7 a.m. Eastern, is 23,619. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. Tongue-tied this morning. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Rhonda R. in Tennessee to please read the 12 steps of OA for us. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for the opportunity to do service this morning.
Thank you, Rhonda. I will now ask Patty S. in Massachusetts to please read the 12 traditions of OA for us. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. This is Patty F. in Massachusetts, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except their matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, and COA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, television, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. Ever reminding us, place principles for personalities. Thanks for letting me read.
Thank you, Patsy. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter We Agnostics, turn to page 50, the fourth paragraph, and today we are reading four sentences, starting with, here are thousands of men and women, down to wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. And I will now ask Tony B. to please start reading and sharing with us. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Susan. My name's Tony. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater living in Scotland. Here are thousands of men and women, worldly indeed. They flatly declare that since they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, to take a certain attitude toward that power and to do certain simple things, there has been a revolutionary change in their way of living and thinking. In the face of collapse and despair, in the face of the total failure of their human resources, they found that a new power, peace, happiness, and sense of direction flowed into them. This happened soon after they wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. Wow. And dear God, please remove my ego. Help me to share what you'd have me share through me, your words. Beautiful, really. A few simple requirements. The steps. So we need to do the steps, and that brings us into relationship with God. I'm just going to turn back to page 50 here. I closed it when I said my prayer, which was silly. Okay, so these men and women are the ones at the beginning that that put their stories in the back of the Big Book. And really what the stories are proving is this, that they've all come to believe in this power greater than themselves. Every story that you read, all of our stories that you hear, have this element to them, because we were completely powerless and hopeless, as it says, in the face of the total failure of their human resources, they found that this power flowed into them. And so, yes, every story that you hear will have this element to it. And what's the certain attitude that I take towards this power? Well, it's that I'm not it. And it's that it's going to guide me it's going to guide me in my life from now on. It's this power is the leader. It's the director. It's going to do for me what I can't do for myself. You know, I was in collapse and despair, and I couldn't do it myself. And when I wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements, which was to work the steps, then this is what I have found, that new power, peace and happiness and sense of direction has come into me. And what a miracle. There's no other way to describe it, because, you know, it's not of this earth. It's something that happens by grace. Just, it's not explainable, because there was just no way of me getting well. And that's what all of these stories from people who are worldly indeed, you know, from people who aren't godly people. These are people who simply need it, you know, who need
kind.
It and work for it. Thank you, Susan. I'll pass with that. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. And thank you, Tony, for stepping up this morning. All right. In case you came in during Tony's share, we are discussing four sentences today at the bottom of page 50, the last paragraph. Here are thousands of men and women through to wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day. So as a reminder, that counts for both meetings, the earlier one and this one, in order that others might share their experiences too. And what I need from you is your first name, last initial, and where you are calling from this morning. Who would like to share with us this morning?
Ian F., Kentucky.
Thank you, Ian.
Dana P.
Hi, Dana. Thank you.
Nancy Denver.
Got it.
Janie G. in Michigan.
Thank you, Janie.
Nancy LJ, California.
Thank you, Nancy. Anyone else for this first round? All right, so I have Ian F., Dana P., Jan C., Janie G., and Nancy LJ. So if everybody could mute their line except for Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, all. My name is Ian F. I'm a compulsive overeater. And the simplicity that they're mentioning in this paragraph is probably the most relevant to my recovery as it stands. I've shared several times about a girl recently, and that's going very well. And something my sponsor reminds me all the time is that, when finance or romance, right, those two things can mess with our heads the most. And when big things like this in life happen, the point of recovery is that it's not like recovery is religious and the rest of my life is secular, right? I mean, it's hard with my life. And what they say here is these simple things, returning to these simple things. And I would never have thought when I started this program that I'd be hopping off a shift that started at 5 o'clock in the morning and getting in my car and getting on a phone meeting and be happy about it, you know, but I am, because I have a life I couldn't have dreamed of before. And it's not because I have any like profound wit. It's not because I grinded harder than anybody else in the program. It's because the work that we do here is simple, and we're allowed to have our own attitude towards God. You know, I didn't have to adopt somebody else's. I didn't have to learn somebody else's techniques. We looked at the book. It asks us to do very simple things. And you do them and something shifts. And you don't always know why. I know I certainly don't. But I do know the times where I've let go of those simple things. I've majorly gone off the rails in the days that I do them. The opposite, you know. So that's what I've got. I love you guys. I love the reading, and I look forward to the other shares. Bye.
Thank you so much, Ian F. in Kentucky. Next, we have Dana P. in California. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you so much for being here this morning and everyone else. I appreciate the lead-in and following Ian's share. Beautiful. I'm always grateful to be on a meeting of any anonymous with this ism that I have. I love the paragraph this morning. It's so profound. I am someone that wants to make everything complicated. And in so doing, then I decide that I can't do it because it's too hard. And it's so simple. I mean, really, it says here, when they flatly declare that since they have come to believe, so first I have to believe that there's a power greater than myself, that I absolutely do, and take a simple, certain attitude. And what is that attitude? It all has to do with humility, in my case, to do certain simple things. Well, there's lots of things that we do, right? I mean, the 12 steps being one of them, which I can make it really complicated. I heard a lovely share by a woman that shared something called the lazy alcoholic prayer. And essentially what that was that she said, I get up in the morning, I roll out of bed, I get on my knees, I put my elbows on the bed, I bow my head, and I say, help. Before I go to bed at night, I get down on my knees, I put my elbows on the bed, I bow my head, and I say, thank you. And for me, for this addict, person with an ism, with a mind that wants to complicate everything, that is huge. My practice has grown and grown and grown. But those two words, help and thank you, give me enough humility to continue to remember that I am not in charge. Even when I think I am, even when I think there's something that I need to do, I have to turn around and say, help, you know, I don't have the power to do this on my own. I have the ability to move my hands and my feet, but I need guidance and direction from something that is beyond my little brain that thinks it knows. And the other thing that I'm certain about is another thing that I heard a fellow say is that this God, this power is of my not understanding. Because when I think that I understand it, and or when I begin to think that I understand it, I'm limiting it, whatever it is. And so I just continue to get on my knees and say, help and thank you. And as I go throughout my day, I remember help and thank you. Simple, simple, simple. I do not need to complicate this process. So thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Dana P. in California. Next, we're going to Denver. Good morning to Jan C.
Good morning, Susan, and good morning, everybody who's on this line. This is Jan C. from lovely and sunny Denver this morning. I am so grateful to be here this morning, and yes, this is indeed a powerful, powerful paragraph. And I wrote just a couple of notes. I've been in program for many years, since the late 80s, but I've never had a recovery like I have now. I don't say I'm recovered because I feel like each day I've got to continue to do the things I did yesterday to stay in the recovery. And first of all, this time about 3 years ago, I had to put down the food. I was real big time into the confectionaries and the foods, and it was screwing up with my mind so much. So I was in Arizona, looked on website, got to a meeting that met every day, and got a sponsor. And, oh, I didn't want to put down my alcoholic foods, but I needed to, and I did. Thank you, God. Found out working the steps. I worked with my sponsor, not every single day, but daily. God was really in charge. And something that I've grown into now is saying that set-aside prayer every time I meet with a sponsee. It's a whole new world opening to me about what my higher power can do for me that I cannot do for myself. I know that I'm not in charge. And if we had time, I would tell you several, no more than several, many miracles that have happened since I really came back big time into trusting God in this program in July of 23. So once again, I know I'm not in charge. God is. Life happens. I have some big decisions to make in the next couple of days. I feel very calm. Why? I put this in my God box. And God speaks to me, and I just leave it there, and I say my prayers and do today what I did yesterday. Then I'll have neutrality toward food, which keeps the door open with my higher powers. So I'm very grateful to be here this morning. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Jan C. in Denver. Next, we have Janie G. in Michigan. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning, Susan. This is Janie G. in Michigan. Very grateful to be on the line. Thank you to all of Team Thursday today. Yeah, this is another good paragraph. I see the trust God, clean house, help others going on here. And those are just the simple things, you know, to do certain simple things. I have come to believe in a power greater than myself. And I have taken that certain attitude toward that power. And what is that attitude? For me, that attitude is one of another simple, not complicated thing, which is there is a power greater than myself. There is a power who is the director of this universe, the one who does direct my steps. And that's not me. That's God. The simple things, I mean, I don't know. I hear people talk a lot about there's a lot of work to do. And I think there are, doing the dailies is what I call them. But it seems like so much less of a burden than what it was to be in the food. And the just absolute chaos in my brain. I do have that daily action plan of what it is that I do that helps me to stay on the beam with God and to stay resigned as director of my life. And I've really changed. I see one of the major ways that I changed in my attitude also is my attitude towards service. I was the kind of person who like would avert my eyes if someone was asking who could volunteer for whatever. And now every situation I'm going into, my purpose is to be of service. How can I help? And I don't resent it. I don't regret it. I don't feel burned out. God, you know, filling up with God first thing in the morning. So I go full. And that helps not only with the food, you know, so I'm not going hungry looking for what I, you know, what is not abstinent food for me, not my food. I go full spiritually too, so I have something to offer. And what a difference. Instead of going around feeling like I have to scrounge around to get my needs met through other people and through substances and things outside of myself. I'm just so thankful to be living this way of life, and I do have this power and this peace and this happiness and sense of direction that flows into me moment by moment every day. And it is literally a gift. It's a miracle.
That's time.
So I'm just thankful today, and thanks for letting me share. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Janie G. in Michigan. Next, we have Nancy L.J. in California. Good morning, Nancy.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everybody. Nancy L.J., recovered for today, grateful. And my motto today is I'm grateful that it's a new day. Yesterday was a shit show, basically. I went off the rails. In the reading, a certain attitude toward the power to do certain simple things. There's been a revolutionary change in their way of living. For whatever reason, I decided to do it my way yesterday and started off with little annoyances. It was my daughter's 47th birthday. And they were, you know, her husband was having a party for her. And it just started off with all the judgy little things of how I would, oh, well, why aren't you doing it this way? Or shouldn't you be doing this? You know, in my head, thank God. But it went from bad to worse through the whole party, honestly. And I noticed myself sitting, talking with the family, watching my granddaughter, who's 15, autistic, tons of problems, on her phone, just on her phone. And I go into this whole thing about how's she going to grow socially, how's she going to get to know her family, why aren't the parents doing anything? You know what? Shut up. It was bad. It was bad. So much self. Gratefully, it was all in the bubble. I didn't say anything. I didn't make any comments. I didn't make any suggestions, but it was pretty miserable. When I got home, I just took a shower, went to bed. I was done. And I didn't even do my review. I just could not do anything. I just went to bed. And today I've done my review. I'm suiting up, showing up today. And I'm not going to try to overanalyze yesterday, but I think, someone mentioned a great way would have been to start off when I started feeling those annoyances, getting on my knees and saying, help. I think that would have been huge. And I'm going to remember that. But today I have a new power, peace, happiness, and a sense of direction flowing into me. And I am showing up today with kindness and service. And just turning it over to God. God's will be done in my life. I'm so grateful for this program, these steps, and all of you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy LJ in California. So before I take the next group of names, let me remind you where we are today. Page 50 in the chapter We Agnostics, the fourth paragraph, we read and are commenting on four sentences, starting with, here are thousands of men and women, ending with, wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. So if this is your third day to share on this vision meeting or the earlier one, please star one, unmute, give me your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from today.
Denise, Wendy M.
Pennsylvania.
Oh. Okay, I heard Wendy M. and I heard someone in Pennsylvania.
Rita, Denise. Florida.
Okay, then I heard Florida, but can I get Pennsylvania first, please?
Rita.
Denise.
Florida.
Rita. Or is it Rita
Denise.
Or Denise in Pennsylvania?
R-I-T-A.
Okay, thank you.
Denise. Denise
okay,
in Pennsylvania.
Okay, Rita, hold on a second. Thank you. Rita, are you in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I've got Denise in Pennsylvania, Rita in Florida, and who else would like to share today?
Hillary B.
Thank you, Hillary.
California.
Yes, got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else? Is that someone else?
Sandy K, Florida.
Is that Andy K in Florida?
Sandy with an S.
Sandy, thank you so much. All right, so here's who I have.
Larry G.
Thank you, Larry. Okay, let's pause there for a second, everyone. I have Wendy M in Colorado, Denise in Pennsylvania, who will give us her last initial when she shares. Rita in Florida, who will also give us her last initial when she shares, Hillary B, Sandy K, and Larry G. Wendy, take it away, and everybody else, please mute the line. Thank you.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you so much for your service. So good to know you. Wendy M, recovered in Boulder, Colorado. So the first thing that pops out is to do certain simple things, and you've heard this, but I love it. It's not a program for people who want it or need it. It's a program for people who do it, right? It's so simple, actually, to jump into God's world, because all I have to do is take a different action, not the action that I would normally take, but an action that is inconvenient, an action that gives me an opportunity to jump into God's world. I get God when I take actions, right? And then the certain attitude changes. Then the power and the peace flows through. So like yesterday, right? I was in Wendy. I think I called 10 people, bawling my eyes out. Good for me. Then what does God do? God says, I'm gonna have people call you, and you're gonna pick up the phone, right? So I see somebody calling. I'm like, you know what? I'm having a bad day. I don't think I can pick up that phone. Guess what? You pick up the phone anyways. We take an action that we're unwilling to take. That's what recovery is. It's not being willing to pick up the phone. It's picking up the phone. And when I picked up that phone, what did I get? God demonstrated through me how to help another human being. And I needed to hear that message. It's a win-win here. And then the next, and then another call came through. And I get to pick up that phone, especially when I'm in self-pity, when I'm in self-obsession, really, right? Self-centered self-obsession. I get to pick up that phone. And that is the revolutionary change that I got by picking up the phone. And I don't know what I'm going to say to the person, but whatever it is, I need to hear it. And apparently it helped them too. You know, it's so simple, this program. Like, I give my food over, you know, every single night. That's a spiritual experience. I give over my best friend and I say, my food isn't my business. My life isn't my business. And, you know, I always say this about this chapter, but I don't know anything. And that's those words revolutionize me. We're here for a complete and utter personality change, one that we're no longer ourselves. But I can only do it when I pick up your call. I can only do it when I say I'm an available sponsor. I can only do it when I'm not in the mood and I get a call from my sponsee, and that will revolutionize me. That's how this works. It's so simple. It's so simple. And it says it's not going to change the food problem. It's going to change my thinking problem, right? And then what do I get? Power, peace, and happiness. So when I'm in a state, I need to do this program. I need to be inconvenienced so that I get to change. Thank you, God, for those phone calls, right? Thank you, God,
Hi,
for your
Wendy.
Help. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm in Boulder, Colorado. Next, we're going to Pennsylvania. And Denise, if you could share with us your last initial, please join us and share.
Thank you so much, Susan. This is Denise P. in Pennsylvania. I am encouraged by what I see the word.
Oh, wait, Denise, did you mute yourself? Can I be heard?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
here
go
I
ahead.
Am.
Go
yes.
ahead.
I'm just encouraged by the spirit of the word bay, and these are anonymous people. I like to call God's last name anonymous, and I get encouraged by knowing there was hundreds of, and sometimes it's said, you know, there's millions now, but still in this paragraph that they have a flow of a direction that flowed into them, that they wholeheartedly, that they show the underlying reason, that they tell us, they present. And so I'm encouraged to get out of that secret mode. And for me to come at the line that says, when many hundreds of people are able to say that the consciousness of the presence of God is today the most important fact, not the important thing, this is really helpful today to see. It's the most important fact, the consciousness of the presence of God. And when my secrets don't want to have God, that's such a core of, as heard this morning, you know, secrets keep us sick. Well, I don't want to say there's this power that's and the presence of God in a room. For me, that's not too scary, but I want to still say that part where I just keep it a secret. I won't get on the phone and say, you know, I'm practicing the presence of God, and this is really unusual today. Some days it's very usual, but other days where I said, no, I don't want to make a phone call. I don't want to share as was said, God doing through me, and let God do what God wants to do through me. So again, to read this in the present tense also, that there are certain simple things. I know the paragraphs above say we, but I just wanted to share how that I get encouraged by the amount of they. And it really makes a change and a shift for me. With that, I pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Denise P. in Pennsylvania. Next, we have Rita in Florida. And Rita, if you could share with us your last initial. Just helps people if they want to call you and you're on the phone sheet. Rita from Florida, please join us. Star one to unmute, Rita. Okay, why don't we go to Hillary B, and then I'll try Rita again after Hillary. Go ahead, Hillary, if you're there, please.
Hi. Yes, thank you so much.
Hello.
Hillary B and Cal.
Oh, Rita, gotcha. We'll go back to you in a second. Hillary just started. I'll come back to you. Go ahead, Hillary.
Thank you all for sharing so far. It's a beautiful, I get so fed with this meeting. And they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, to take a certain attitude toward that power and to do certain simple things. And it's resulted in a revolutionary change in my way of living and thinking. And I love my life, and my life hasn't changed that much since I've been practicing this huge recovery with a faith in God and putting down the food and all that. But inside of me, having a higher power, knowing it doesn't matter what the weather is, it doesn't matter how anyone walks to me, life is so good. And do I struggle with food? Well, I don't exactly struggle with food, which is like a miracle, because I've been in OA since 1981 and never had this kind of abstinence and struggled all the time. But of course, sometimes it gets a little borderline because, you know, my grandkids interfere and they want stuff and I don't have the time to sit down and have a full meal or whatever it is. There are stressors, but I have a higher power that fills me up. And did you say time? No. Okay. I have a higher power that fills me up and brings me joy, like looking out my window and seeing this park across the street with green grass. It's not that nice of a park, but it's got green grass and beautiful trees and a couple of playgrounds. And why did I get to live here? Why do I get to have this house? It's all gifts from God. And as long as I'm staying in that awakened state, that connection with that divine healing, love and light, that source with the capital S, that's my source for everything. As long as I stay connected with that and I'm filled with joy, I get to treat other people that way too. I never did that. And oh my gosh. So that's what I have to remember every single day. It's not about me. It's about God. It's not about me. It's about how I treat other people.
That's time, Hillary.
Thank you so much. And I pass.
Thank you. All right. Rita from Florida, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. And what's your last initial, Rita?
S, like in Sam.
Okay. Go ahead and share with us. Thank you.
Okay, well, I was always a church-going girl, you know, I mean, raised Catholic, did all of the sacraments, all that stuff, you know, and then I left, and I was, you know, church-hopping, trying to find where my soul should be. Well, anyway, a miraculous thing recently happened. People were praying for me. I was on oxygen. I had so many things wrong with me. All of a sudden, all the power of prayer in my church and my friends, I had a divine intervention. I no longer am on oxygen. All my numbers have come back to perfectly normal. I've had like a miraculous healing. And I do believe it was because I had that personal connection with God. And I said, I'm tired, God. Please help me. Please help me. And I'm telling you, I'm not the same person anymore. I mean, I would like to help anybody that would like to, you know, talk about this. But I'll tell you, there is no way to get through this without some kind of higher power. And my higher power has healed me. And I'm so, so grateful, and I'm willing to help anybody that would like help. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Rita S. for Sam in Florida. Next, we have Sandy K. in Florida. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you for your service, everybody. This is Sandy K. in Florida. Whew. I like sharing about We Agnostics, that chapter, but today it's especially important for me because I came in at best an agnostic. And I too, like somebody else said, I've been in program since the mid-1980s. And through that time, my spirituality has brought me to a place that I'm very comfortable with, that I believe in a higher power, and I am recovered today by the grace of God. I never say that, by the grace of God, but I really mean that. I am going through, I think, the largest transition I've gone through in all the years I'm in program. And I have to double down on my program. The steps are simple, absolutely, but not easy. Right now, step three, which has always like been a given to me, I do the first three steps in the morning in prayer and meditation, but a given to me, you know, every once in a while I'm taking my will back. And I have to, I have to believe, and I do, that God is going to put me where I need to be. God has always put me where I need to be, and why would this be an exception? And I just wanted to share that I'm abstinent only by the grace of God, by working the steps. I do not make enough phone calls. I'm truthful about that on my 11th step and right here. But I have been making phone calls. I have to reach out to people. I have to remind myself of the miracles that have been given me and know that they're not going to stop. There's no reason for them to stop if I keep doing the things I'm doing. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandy K. in Florida. Next, we have Larry G., Northern California. Good morning, Larry.
And good morning to you, Susan, and my fellows, Larry G. Currently today, I'm in Key West, Florida. Not on vacation, but my wife's mother is in intensive care, and we are here to provide service to this woman. And, man, I've been here since Saturday. This is the first time I hopped in this meeting. We have been back and forth to hospital, banks, brokerage firms. I mean, I'm handling all that financial stuff. It's really stressful. And so this is a great chapter, paragraph for me, and double down is a good phrase. I'm doubling down. It is intense, and I have to tell you, I hope by now I've moved from belief to faith, because I think belief is just halfway, half the battle. Have to have a faith, and I'll take a risk here, and I'll say that my use the word God. I'll take a risk in using that word, because that is, man, it's what's keeping me, sustaining me from staying away from this four-star buffet they have in the morning and lunch, buying our food, measuring it. My wife and I are just firing off, man, quotes from the big book and the 12 and 12, A, 12 and 12. And I'm going to bed at night listening. I've got apps, downloaded apps to all my favorite 12-step groups, all of them. And I'm on several meetings. Worldwide meetings. It's just great, you know, being in these worldwide meetings with recovering compulsive eaters and alcoholics and Al-Anons worldwide. It's been sustaining me because I have not been on this call because of this is the first day that I've had time. And, you know, the big book talks about our men and women in World War II from Omaha to Solano Beach. Pass a test. Well, I'm not even going to compare that I'm in that kind of situation. I don't want to diminish, you know, our men and women in uniform. This is not a war. I'm not in a war, but in my own personal war, in my head, could become a war. And I could tell you, years ago when I was here, I was eating my way up and down the Keys. And today I have had a measured breakfast, and I'll have a measured lunch and dinner. We're minimizing eating out. But that's the basics. What's really happening here is that I'm staying neutral to the alcoholic family dynamics. I'm supporting my wife. I'm keeping my mouth shut, if you can believe that, because I like to talk, and I'm keeping my mouth shut. Zipping it up, man. Sitting on my hands.
That's time, Larry.
Staying in my lane. And with that, I pass back to you, Susan, and everybody. If you need to catch up on your outreach calls, now's the time to call, pick up the phone, call me. I would appreciate it. And with that, I love you all, and I pass back to you, Susan.
Thank you so much, Larry G. From California, but if you call him, he's currently on the East Coast. All right, we have time for one more three-minute share. First name I hear, let's go.
Vanessa G.
Go ahead, Vanessa. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Hi, everybody. My name is Vanessa G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. I love this sentence. They flatly declare that since they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, to take a certain attitude towards that power and to do certain simple things, there has been a revolutionary change in their way of living and thinking. The first part, coming to believe, step two, to take a certain attitude, step three, and certain simple things, four through nine, end up in this revolutionary change in this way of thinking and living. It's a miraculous thing. It really is. This program is miraculous. The steps change everything within me. Just taking that certain little bit of willingness to change my attitude towards my Creator. I'm no longer, you know, believing that I'm at the whims of a God that changes his mind at any moment, that punishes, that doesn't punish, that rewards. I am now together with that God. I'm creating together a life beyond my wildest dreams. The promises that have come true in my life as a result of just starting with that little bit of coming to believe. You know, just come to the meeting. If you're new, just keep coming. Sooner or later, you will believe that you too can have this.
Sorry,
thing.
Vanessa, I have to stop you as we actually ran out of time before the 3 minutes.
No problem. So keep coming back. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And stay on the line with me because you're about to read. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Team Thursday, Tony B, Vanessa G, Chanel T, Leslie M. Stay on with them. Rhonda Patty and Cara, too, who couldn't stay with us today. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Vanessa G., will you please read a vision for you for us? Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, I'm still Vanessa G., and I'm still a compulsive overeater recovered in New Mexico. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find. And join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.